This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Well, last night it was the Tony Awards here in New York honoring the best of Broadway. Joining us to take a look at the winners, the losers, and all of the stage craft we should be paying attention to is Jesse Green, who reports on culture for New York Magazine. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, John.
So I'm going to play a little game with you here. We got four songs from the Tony-nominated musicals, and as they're playing, I want you to guess them, all right, or identify them. I'm sure that you can. Here we go.
Billy Elliot.
There you go.
This is from the new partly Spanish version of West Side Story.
Very good.
This is Next to Normal.
And finally, here's the easy one.
And that's Hair.
So it's kind of back to the future at the Tonys last night. Three of those are, well, certainly two of those are you know, revivals, I guess, done in a very, very different way. The winner, of course, Billy Elliot. What does that say?
Well, actually, Billy Elliot won all the categories it was expected to win, and it's a great show, and it was a sort of a juggernaut, terribly successful at the box office also. But what's interesting to note, really, is that a lot of shows, both musicals and dramas, shared the wealth of the Tonys last night, as if people were just glad that shows were running in these economic times.
You know, what shows are likely to benefit from the Tonys? We've seen the Tonys more from a end-of-the-season award ceremony to something that really almost kicks off the season in the sense that Tony Awards give shows momentum for box office later on in the year.
Certainly for musicals, but of the musicals that won in major categories, Billy Elliot, Next to Normal, Hair, and West Side Story, three of them are already certified huge hits, and this will just allow them to continue to be so well into the rest of the year and into next year, probably. The show that's most likely to gain something from this that it might not otherwise have gotten is the newcomer and the difficult show, Next to Normal, which, as you may know, is a tough musical about a woman who is bipolar and the effect that has on her family. So it's not necessarily the first thing tourists might come to see, unless they have a personal link to the story. But with the imprimatur of the Tony Award, maybe they'll give it another chance.
And I'm noticing in the marketing they're not saying Broadway's bipolar musical when they talk about the Next to Normal. What about the stage plays?
In the case of the stage plays, the Tony Award's value is less known, and a lot of them are limited runs in any case. But they'll all pick up at the box office, not perhaps by as much as Joe Turner's Come and Gone picked up at the box office as a result of the visit last week by the Obamas, but they all ought to do well because of it. And one of the shows, the one that's already a gigantic hit, God of Carnage, may well choose to continue even after its major stars leave. They may get enough of a kick that they can put in a new cast and continue to run.
Quickly, why is God of Carnage a hit?
Well, it's an interesting question, John, because it doesn't on the surface read like a hit. It's a very dire sort of comedy about two families who get together to discuss a fight that was had between the sons of each family in a schoolyard. And then, of course, the parents start to behave worse than their kids.
Down definitely sells. I mean, August Osage County did really, really well, and that is about as depressing as you can get. Unfortunately, we got to go, but Jesse, that's great stuff. Jesse Green reports on culture for New York Magazine. Happy Tonys.
Bye-bye. Super Bowl.